The Democrats running for president take center stage tomorrow when Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee, and Jim Webb face off in the first Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. Sanders made some news over the weekend when he told NBC's Chuck Todd that he is not a capitalist, but rather a Democratic socialist. And President Obama waded into the controversy over Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I don't think it posed a national security problem. I think that it was a mistake that she's acknowledged. And, you know, as a general proposition, when we're in these offices, we have to be more sensitive.
If there is one thing you can say about the election this time around, it's that outsiders are having a good run. People running against the establishment. Mavericks, you could say. That word was used a lot to describe John McCain when he was the Republican candidate for president back in 2008, even by the candidate himself.
I've been called a maverick.
I think I'm going to have to cast my vote for the maverick.
Look, please. The maverick. Let's talk about the maverick John McCain is. And again, I love him. He's been a maverick.
Now, John McCain wasn't the first maverick. There was a TV show. There's an NBA team, the Dallas Mavericks. And as we discovered during a visit to Texas earlier this year, there's a whole family of mavericks in San Antonio. We met them at a beer garden.
I need my name tag.
Lane, what's your first name?
Carolyn.
More than 200 members of the Maverick family have gathered on a stormy afternoon for a reunion. Many have different names now, but they all know the story of their family patriarch, Samuel Maverick, who lived here in San Antonio back in the 1830s. I'll let Merritt Clements, a great-great-grandson of Samuel, take it from there.
Well, the story is that Sam, who signed the Texas Declaration of Independence and went on to be a successful businessman after that, was paid a debt in cattle, and he was not a cattleman. He put the cattle on the Matagorda Peninsula, which he owned, and directed the people who worked for him to brand them. They didn't do that, and the tide went out, and the cattle wandered ashore. And so when somebody saw an unbranded cow, they would say, that's a maverick.
That's a maverick because it's one of Sam Maverick's cattle.
Right. And there's a popular story, which we believe to be untrue, that he then went around branding up all unbranded cattle and claiming them as his own. But honestly, we don't think there's any truth to that. But that is a popular version of the story.
This word maverick has made it all the way up to the presidential election we think of in 2008 with John McCain calling himself a maverick.
Right, and then changing his mind and deciding he wasn't a maverick after all.
And there's the Mel Gibson movie, Maverick.
Is it Mel Gibson? Or is it... Yeah, I guess it is. With Jodie Foster. And
I would think that you would know that as a maverick.
Well, there was a TV series with James Garner that then they made into the film years later. But it was James Garner who was the original maverick.
Was that TV series required viewing in this family?
I don't know. I don't think I ever saw it. It was a while back. And I don't think he portrayed a historical figure. I just think that they called his person Maverick, I think.
So what does the word mean to you today?
Well, it's come to mean independent, somebody who defies convention. And I don't know if that's because Sam disregarded the rules and didn't brand his cows, or the cows themselves bore no man's brand. I don't know, but it's come to mean independent. And
to me, that's what it means. What does it mean to you?
The same, free-willed.
And would you say that you're a maverick?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Samuel Maverick had a grandson named Mari Maverick, who was mayor of San Antonio and a U.S. congressman. His daughter, Teralita, is one of the oldest Mavericks at the reunion. She's got bright red lipstick on, and she sports a pink sequin hat.
How many of these things have you been to?
Oh, 50. I don't know. I'm 89 years old. I'm nearly 90, so I've been going to them since I was 2 years old.
What does the word maverick mean to you?
It means free and unbranded and not belonging to any other identity. You are your own self. If you're a maverick, you belong to yourself, and that's it. And that's because we didn't brand our cattle. And so if you're wild and you don't belong, it's because you were one of those cattle.
I hear you live in a streetcar.
What?
I hear you live in a streetcar.
I do. I love that. I used to ride that streetcar up and down Broadway all the time. And when they took them off the tracks, I said, Daddy, I can't stand it. I got to live in that street. He said, okay, I'll make you one. I'll make it your playhouse. And I'm still living in it.
So you're a maverick, whether it's your family or not.
Thank you. I'm proud.
That she is.
This is my granddaughter.
You're a maverick, too.
Yes, I'm her granddaughter.
And do you live in a streetcar?
No, I don't. I live in Austin, but I've had many good times in that streetcar. It's really fun.
And what does the word maverick mean to you?
The same thing as she said, like wild and free and not having to answer to anyone, just being your own self.
One of the youngest mavericks here is a baby clinging to his mom, Amy Pardon.
When will you teach him the meaning of the word maverick, why it is what it is?
Oh, I guess as early as he can understand it. He's only 7 months old now, so probably a couple of years.
Like when he's two or three?
Yeah, that sounds good.
When did you learn it? How old were you?
I always remember my mom talking about it. My grandmother's Jamie Maverick, and she wrote little children's books and did illustrations that we hung on our walls that talked about mavericks, so...
Some of the kids here clearly haven't reached the age when one learns the family story.
Shelby Maverick Olson.
And what about you?
Piper Annabelle Olson.
So are you guys mavericks?
Yeah.
You're Olsons, but you do have the name Maverick.
Yes, we do.
And you're related to a lot of mavericks.
Yeah.
Do you know what the word maverick means in America?
No.
No?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Wren Siegel?
Yes, sir.
And are you a maverick?
Yes, sir.
And do you know what maverick means?
No, sir.
No, not yet?
Yes, sir.
You got to go ask your parents what maverick means.
Excuse me, Mom? What does maverick mean?
So your great-grandfather was a pioneer...
If you haven't figured it out by now, these mavericks are an eclectic bunch, and some of them took offense when a Republican presidential candidate started throwing their name around. Carmelita Welsh Reyes, who's also a maverick, now lives in Berkeley, California.
So what does the name maverick mean to you?
It doesn't mean Republican, for sure. It has nothing to do with McCain. That's what it means to a lot of people more recently. It means that you stand up for what's right. And we have a long group of liberals in the family who stood up for blacks and Latinos and communists and really anybody who is disenfranchised. And so that's what maverick means.
Despite the family's progressive streak, many do know that their ancestor, Samuel Maverick, owned slaves, something that they consider a sad part of their family history, but are willing to share. Relative Doug McNeil has written a song about Samuel Maverick that leaves that part out of the story. He plays it at every one of these events.
His name is Maverick. He was one of a kind. A true heart, a free spirit with an independent mind. His principles and honor he will never compromise. Walking tall across Texas, he's a maverick.
One of the most challenging things to do when you have 200 mavericks in one place and you're serving wine and beer is to get them all in one room to take a picture.
Hey, I think everybody's in here. All right, listen. Everybody listen. I need to make sure everybody's face is clearly seen. You need to make that adjustment. Now's the time to do it, not tomorrow. So people sitting on the ground, if y'all can do two little shuffles backwards, people sitting on the ground, two shuffles backwards.
It takes more than one photo to get everyone. The photographer has to take a number of shots from left to right just to capture the entire group.
Gonna go on three. Need to stay still. One, two, three, starting now. You cannot move. Stay still. Let it burn. Stay still. Still going. We're still going. Stay still. Don't move. Can't move. Stay still. Still going. Still going. One more time on three.
Now, the craziest thing about this crazy story is that Maverick isn't the only word that the English language has taken from this family. Remember Congressman Maury Maverick? Well, he invented another word back in the 1940s. Maverick Fisher knows the story.
When he was working for the federal government, you know, he was appalled at the amount of red tape and verbiage. So he coined this term gobbledygook to describe just like impenetrable governmentese.
So, say the Mavericks, their family is one of the only families in the history of this country to contribute two words to the English language, maverick and gobbledygook. And it all started right here in San Antonio.
Their name is Maverick. They're one of a kind. True hearts and free spirits with independent minds. Their principles and honor they will never compromise. Thank God this world's been blessed by these good Mavericks. Thank God this world's been blessed. Ooh. Thank God this world's been blessed by these true